Hi, I'm Allison.
And I'm Larissa. We're two working moms
and real life friends
on the journey to improving our family's health.
We're digging through the facts and fads around living a cleaner, greener lifestyle
with plenty of cocktails.
Whether you've taken the plunge like Larissa
or just a little crunchy curious like Allison, this podcast's for you.
Welcome to the Crunchy Cocktail Hour.
Hey guys, this is Larissa, and as always, I'm here with the lovely Allison. Hey Allison.
Hi everyone.
So today we're going to be talking about breast milk, what I like to call the new mom cure-all. And, you know, I know this is it's a touchy subject for some, right? Because it could be a strange thing to think about, I think there are so many uses for breast milk outside of feeding your baby. And so that's what I want to talk about today. And we want to talk through our nursing experiences. As I think, you know, you're still doing it. That was in the past for me. We want to talk about kind of the top uses I think that you can use breast milk for outside of feeding your baby. And I have this little list I've put together too of things that people use breast milk for that are very out of the ordinary.
Oh, God.
And I haven't shown you this list and want to see, would you or wouldn't you?
Oh, I love when you make me uncomfortable. It's my favorite.
It's the best, actually. And before we get into the topic too, I want to acknowledge the fact that I know not all moms are nursing moms, and perfectly okay, because as long as you're feeding your baby, you're winning in my book. And I would also say, stay tuned and listen in anyway, because, and don't turn the podcast off when I say this, but I know you have friends who are nursing and you can borrow some milk. Well, not borrow, you're not going to give it back, but get some. And also at the end of the episode, I want to talk too about if you are someone who's struggling to make enough milk, what can you do? What are your options? On the flip side, if you are someone that makes a plethora of milk and you always have some left over, what could you do with that? So before we get into today's topic, as we always do, we've got a drink on hand. And Allison helped me make my husband's version of the skinny margarita, because while I am a connoisseur of drinking the drinks, I'm not a connoisseur of making them.
And
so
Enter Allison. So yeah, our crunchy cocktail for today's podcast is a Bill's Famous Skinny Margarita. So thank you, Bill, for the recipe.
Guys, they're so pretty. Wait till you see them.
They are really pretty. I always love doing the fancy glasses and the garnish, because it just makes you feel like a little bit fancy.
Yeah, we're not wearing slippers or anything right now. So
nope, not at
super
all.
Super fancy.
Yeah, I'm not wearing a giant sweater. I mean, it's fall. It's comfy. So what we do with this one, we used highball glasses. Excuse me. So we use highball glasses for this. You just fill the cup with ice. You do a shot of tequila, a shot of an orange-flavored liqueur. You can do triple sec. You can do an orange-flavored liqueur. You could do curacao, whichever is your preference. Then you do lemon juice. You can either squeeze your own. You can do bottled lemon juice. And Bill gave me a really, really precise amount here. And it's pour for 1 second. So What I would recommend is probably about a shot
of
lemon juice.
That was literally at the point in the directions where I said, Allison's definitely going to have to make this, because I don't know what that means.
So precise. You top off the rest of the glass with seltzer, and then just a simple syrup, homemade preferably to taste, and then garnish with lime and, of course, a salt rim. But I have to tell you, my favorite weird thing about Larissa is when she has a margarita, which is with every cuisine, she will pick the salt off the rim of the glass and eat it. She's been doing it with this one. I've watched her.
Is that not normal?
You did it?
No, I know I do that. Is that weird? Do I look like super gross when we're out to eat and I'm like licking my finger, licking my glass?
I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to take a sip of my drink and say cheers to our topic today, the breast milk, the new mom cure-all.
Cheers. Thank you for making me super self-conscious moving forward. Appreciate it as always.
It's why I'm here. It's what I do.
So let's get into it. And
Before we do, a medical disclaimer. So, of course, Larissa and I are management consultants, and while we like to think that we're as smart as doctors, we don't have the schooling or the smarts to get us there. So, you know, anything that we do have to say, just always consult your doctor.
Yeah.
If there's something
Guys,
that's...
but I do know it all. So
just maybe, you know, not medical.
Allison
cares.
Doesn't, but I do.
So always consult with your doctor. Take everything we say with a grain of margarita salt. And
I like what you did there.
Well, you like that?
It's good.
But you know, it is an opportunity to use what you have at your disposal, but yes, always seek medical attention if you have something serious going
Absolutely.
On.
Absolutely. No, that's a really good point. I'm glad you brought that in. So maybe we could talk about kind of our individual nursing mm-hmm. experiences. And since you're still going through it, tell me about it.
Start with me. So, nursing was something, you know, I didn't give a lot of thought to before I was pregnant with Claire. And I definitely knew it was something I wanted to do. Okay. I just didn't have any goals in mind. So I have been nursing Claire since day one. Everybody says this, but I think it's harder than labor. It's one of the hardest things I've ever done. There's a lot of pain associated with it. But it's really valuable. There is that bonding experience. And I like to say it's worth it. So I've been nursing Claire for 10 months, going on 11.
Good for you. It's fantastic.
Going on 11 months. And, you know, we talked about in the previous episode, like there's been a whole lot of things that I've had to cut out of my diet because of nursing. I still think it's worth it. It's free. You know, there's one
free
advantage.
Free is my favorite.
Yeah, it's free. You do feel sometimes a little bit chained to a pump if you're working or, you know, to your child. But it's such an awesome experience, and I'm really glad I'm able to do it. But what I heard 900 times while I was nursing from Larissa was, put some breast milk on it.
Yeah,
just put some. So, you know, everything. Oh, she's got eczema? Put some breast milk on it. I sent her a meme before we even started this podcast of a x-ray of a broken bone.
I added it to our show notes, guys, so you can see it.
And it says, breastfeeding mom will say, just put some oh my gosh.
Put some breast milk on it.
Thank you.
but breast milk does fix broken bones. So
that's what I've heard.
You should do that.
Yeah.
You should do that.
That's why we had the medical disclaimer.
This is the part where the disclaimer is necessary. Don't do that, guys. Go to the doctor.
Please.
So for me, and my twins are just turned 4. And Allison constantly talks about, you know, if I were to nurse now, and I make the joke of, you know, powdered milk would come out. It's one of my favorite jokes. That and Allison looks disgusted right now.
Yeah.
But nursing for me was really, really hard. It was really important for me to do. And I struggled with it for about a month before the kids were actually nursing. So I would.
Which is incredible. So you were pumping.
I am so stubborn. And I was just hell bent on doing it. And I would try to nurse them. I would fail. I would pump. I would bottle feed them the breast milk. Then I would sleep for 4 minutes. Then I would wake up again. I would try to nurse them. I would fail.
Oh my God. Every time I picture you nursing twins, I'm like, you are a saint.
It really was and it's not, you know, it's like one of those things, like you'll do anything for those little people. It was just something
that's
become
a mantra, because I'm pretty sure we also said that in the last episode.
I would do anything. And it was just something that was so important for me. And I do think some of it was my own ego of like, I will not fail at this. I will do it. And I just kept trying. And one day it just clicked.
And for both of them.
That's
crazy.
It was literally the same day. I don't know what it was, but it was. It was the most trying and emotional experience of my life. I cried a lot in pain, out of emotions of failing at it over and over, but
not to mention hormonal.
But we did it, and we successfully nursed for about 15 months, and even though the kids were not ready to stop at that point, I was just ready to get my body back, like make it my own, as I felt like it belonged to them. And I was just ready to stop at that point, and we did. But we had a great run with it. I have lots of funny pumping at the office stories. Maybe we'll do another episode.
Accidental issues that I've...
Lots of issues. But in that whole time, I used breast milk for lots of things. I did not have much left over because I was either nursing them or pumping for two. So I didn't have a ton left over, but when I did have an issue with them, and we'll talk about what some of those things were, I was able to use a breast milk, and I do think it helped. And so I think it would be interesting. You mentioned that I told you all these different things to put Morocco on. And that must have been annoying at some point because you were probably texting me for real advice.
What do I do about this problem? Oh, breast milk.
Yeah. I mean, I would tell you.
So now I don't have to ask you because I know you're going to say breast milk.
I mean, I would tell you that in a real instance and that I would tell you that just to be funny. So yes. I'm curious, like, as I walk through these top five list of things that I like to use breast milk for, like what you actually did and what you actually ignored.
And I have to be honest of whether or not I took your advice, right?
Yes.
All right.
Did you ignore all of them?
I did not ignore all of them. I will say I did not ignore all of them. There were some of them that I couldn't do. I couldn't get there.
All right. So let's walk through it.
Okay.
So lots of the stuff is related to stuff in the face, but we'll walk through one by one. So the one I think I used the most was a dropper in the eye. So the biggest thing I think that moms deal with is the blocked tear duct. Like, you know, when your baby has a goopy eye and it's kind of like...
I never dealt with that.
Never?
Never.
Okay. We had that many times. And actually with my son more than my daughter. But your kid wakes up and their eye's kind of like crusted shut and it's yellow and it's gunky. And I knew what blocked tear ducts were. So yeah. I wasn't, you know, personally rushing to the doctor with it. It's one of those things that clears up on its own. But I also knew that you could put some breast milk in the baby's eye. And let me stop for a second and also say, I don't think we actually touched on like why breast milk. And I think, you know, there's, if you do some research on it, breast milk is kind of like anti-bacteria and anti-everything. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of kind of healing properties in breast milk, which is also why it's awesome to give your baby breast milk, because there's passive antibodies. There's just a lot of healthy stuff in it. So that's why it's great for your baby and to feed your baby and nurse your baby with. And that's why it's also great topically.
Everybody's probably seen those viral videos of the difference in the color of milk from one day to the next. And there's this two-way passing of saliva, mm-hmm. or saliva and breast milk, obviously. Yeah. And so if your baby's sick, the mom will develop these antibodies, pass it through the milk, and help the baby get over whatever it is that they're dealing with, which blows your mind.
It's
just the coolest. Well, it's
the thought alone of, like, I always used to think about this, the thought alone of, like, that your body makes food to sustain a child, and the fact that your body will, in many cases, not all cases, I will say, you know, can make enough, can make mm-hmm. enough for two, can make enough for three. You know, if you're lucky enough to have that scenario, it's just so cool.
It is.
So cool.
It's fascinating.
So back into eyes. So one thing you can do is put a little bit of, couple drops of breast milk in the eye every couple of hours. There's also like a little massaging technique where you like put your pinky on the inside of the baby's eye and just kind of like massage the milk in. You're looking at me like I'm an alien already. So you did not do this. Clearly.
I didn't do this one. I do remember there was pink eye going around take care.
Pink eye. Pink eye is great for it too.
Oh, I remember
for adults also.
Things are going to get super weird if we go into the whole adult thing, but we will, because we've had friends tell us stories that, you know, they've
not used, to be named,
not to be named. If you know who you are, thank you for your story. But like it has these curative properties for adults as well as children. But what's funny is when Larissa was telling me about putting breast milk in Claire's eye, I was like, how, like, I was picturing this, like, squirting aiming scenario.
I had this moment where I said to her, like, stop. Did you think that I meant to squirt your milk just directly from the tap into an eye? I mean,
I did. And that's a huge reason that I couldn't get past it. I was like, this is just creepy.
Disclaimer, Allison is highly intelligent.
Just not
in that moment.
not my proudest moment. I now understand. I still didn't do it. So this is one that couldn't do it. Couldn't do it.
Okay. So eye stuff, guys. Baby, adult, with a dropper.
With a dropper.
Not directly from a breast.
Noted.
You can put it in the baby's eye. I find that it does help. But also blocked tear ducts are one of those things, you know, if you don't have breast milk on hand, you can just use like a slightly damp cotton ball and just wipe that gunk away and just keep doing that. You can even do the pinky inside the eye, like little massage with just a little bit of water, like I said, from the cotton ball. And it will clear up on its own. Like even if you took the baby to a doctor, and I'm not discouraging you from doing that, they'll pretty much tell you the same thing. There's no medicine they're going to give you for that type of thing.
Pink eye's a little different there.
Pink eye's different. Yes. That's specifically for the black duct. So the other thing is in the nose. Also with a dropper.
Not directly from the spout. Got it.
So same as you would use like the saline solution. Granted, it's not going to be as like the saline solution's got that little sprayer thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it like goes up a little bit more forcefully. But you know, if you quick push the syringe, it'll do the same type of deal. But it's great for kind of breaking everything up inside your nose. So I've never done this for myself, but I have done it for the kids a ton. They don't like it, just like they don't like the saline solution, but I do find that it helps.
So we did not do this one. All right, so I know.
Did I take any of your advice?
So the one
thing... Why do you even ask, Allison?
No, I'm the worst. But so for me, you know that feeling when you are laughing and you're drinking milk? Back when I drank milk and milk gets in your nose or like comes out your nose. That is the worst feeling. And that is all I could picture.
But did you ever do saline solution for yourself or for Claire?
Yes. But I couldn't even do like a neti pot. I'm not a neti pot type person.
Okay.
That didn't work. Like that just, the whole thing freaks me out.
The fact that your nasal passage is like all connected, like normal, that freaks you out?
I can't do it. I can't do the neti pot. So
science freaks her out and anatomy also. Okay.
Yep. That's who I am. Can't apologize for that.
Noted. So more things on the head is ears.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you take your baby to the doctor, to the pediatrician, and they tell you they don't quite have an ear infection, but there's some fluid in the ears.
Mm-hmm.
So why not add more fluid?
Logical.
By using a dropper. I feel like I have to keep saying this. Using a dropper.
We should have had a disclaimer in the beginning. Never directly from the spout.
Unless you are feeding your baby. Then it's okay because you don't have to aim, you weirdo.
Maybe I have really good aim. You don't know.
You don't. You don't. So you can do a couple drops in the ears every couple of hours. Again, same thing as with the nasal passage. It will help break things up in the ears. And again, it has those antibacterial properties that are awesome for, and I would even say I even did it when the kids did have an ear infection and were on antibiotics because I believe in it for not a full blown ear infection. So why not kind of like add a little extra oomph, to the a little extra to the antibiotics. Mm-hmm. So that's one I used a ton. So I'm gonna guess that you did not do this.
Moving on.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm sorry I didn't. I couldn't get like there was. We'll get into the next couple, and I did follow some of your advice, but the squirting into things didn't work for me.
Well, it's not my fault that you were not smart in this moment, and you just
that is not your fault. That is true.
It's not my fault.
Not your fault.
Okay, so eyes, nose, ears. Enter eczema.
Eczema. All right, here
so
we go into
good
what I
for
did
eczema
use.
Topically on your skin, for little cuts, for just like pure rashes, mm-hmm. eczemas, cracked nipples.
Yes.
Fantastic. And that's kind of like bleeding in like my last two uses, but it's just like topically anywhere where you've got like
cuts
some
and
kind
scrapes.
Of yeah totally mm-hmm. Okay, tell me because I know you did a little bit of this.
Oh, I did a lot of bit
okay,
of this.
So tell me.
So if you were able to listen to episode one, Claire has a lot of allergies which caused eczema all over. So I did a milk bath. Which I remember.
I've never done that.
Because you didn't have enough. I mean, you were nursing too.
Not a drop.
Yeah. So I had extra because we weren't able to use it because we cut something out. So she couldn't ingest it. But it wasn't a topical allergy. So
oh,
it
so
had those
still,
curative properties.
That's so interesting because I would think, well, I mean, I guess there's allergies that you can consume, but you can get them on your skin. Yeah. Like people don't have them.
And at that point, it was so diluted, right? So it was something I had eaten that was in my breast milk, so she couldn't eat it.
Okay.
But, you know, it didn't cause any topical issues. So we did a milk bath, and it's just you add a little bit of the breast milk to the bath.
Was it so creepy?
it's a little weird looking, I have to admit. But now people are doing those
their
photography
photo shoots,
things
yeah.
with milk black, and they're beautiful. Those shots are beautiful.
Yeah.
Still a little
but
weird.
But I think, like, when you're actually doing it, it's just got to be, like, weird. Your baby is just in milk.
Yeah, just soaking up on milk. But I would, so I, if she had any kind of open eczema on her face, I would do breast milk mm-hmm. on that. She would scratch herself a lot because she was itchy from the eczema. So if she had cut herself, I would put a little bit on that. But the chap nipples.
Yes.
Sorry to make everybody uncomfortable at this family-friendly show. It is a lifesaver.
Yeah.
And it's just after you're done nursing, you just rub a little bit all over, let it dry, and it makes all the difference in the world.
It does make a difference. And even if you have to, you know, it depends on how bad things are, but you might be adding something additional on top to kind of, like, relieve it. But having the breast milk on top first is so helpful. And so, like, I'm just going to say this. I'm going to suggest it. Chapped lips. Okay, your baby has chapped lips. And your baby's already drinking it. It's fine.
Yes. Well, she never had chapped lips, so I never dealt with that. I don't think that I'd be like, oh, let me put my chapstick aside and, like, grab a bit of this.
Well, people are doing that with
I'm
that now.
Sure.
They're making chapsticks out of it. And you can.
Is this part of the stuff you're going to tell me about?
I wasn't even going to... Yes, it's one.
Okay, I don't know if I can get on board with that one. But, like, oh God. So I never even used, like, the any of the nipple creams. I never needed them. It was just breast milk.
Awesome.
I don't know if you remember. It was free. I love free stuff. But I remember in the hospital texting you because I was at a point where I was at a breaking point with breastfeeding. It was painful. She wasn't latching. And I tried that and, like, would just nursed on one side and would pump on the other and just try and fix the crash.
Sure.
And that was all I needed.
All right. So you did, like, two of the five things.
That's pretty good considering
would you do any of them now still? Or you still wouldn't try them now that you've understood that you do it from a dropper.
Okay. Now I get the dropper.
And it's okay if you say no.
I still know.
Okay.
Still
know.
Saline works for us. Like ears, we've had all of those ear infections. I'm not adding anything new to the mix. I trust you. But, like, I'm just not there.
Okay.
I don't think I could do it.
Fine. So this segues perfectly because if I haven't already creeped you out, I'm going to creep you out some more.
Okay. Oh God.
I put together this little would you or wouldn't you list of...
Hold on. I need a sip of my drink for this one.
Okay. And I haven't shown it to Allison because I just really want her natural reaction. And I alluded to one of these already, but I'm curious, being a proponent of nursing, even though you're not a proponent of using all the different ways you can use breast
milk. I'm a total
milk.
Proponent for it. I just don't know if I could do it.
Fair.
You know?
So I'm curious if you would or wouldn't with some of these things.
Okay.
And I don't even know if I would with some of these things.
And
I
mean, it's just I would or I wouldn't.
I guess.
Okay.
Maybe there's some in between.
Let's hear it.
Okay. So the first, jewelry.
Oh my God. So I've seen these
necklaces, rings, whatever you can think of.
So if I'm part of, like, mommy Facebook groups, I'm sure we all are.
Mm-hmm.
And all of these women are like, we're reaching our 1 year milestone of nursing. And I'm to celebrate, I want to make myself a ring. And I'm like, with the milk, it's like they make it into, like, a little jewel.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want that. I don't
like,
think that's me.
But it would look like it would just have you seen what they look like? They look just like a little
it's like a milky,
like a hazy opal kind of like
they do.
Pearlish.
But it's like your milk.
But it's not like it's not gonna get gross. They like put stuff with it and
no, and I see why people would wanna do it. That's just not me.
No, you don't wanna give yourself like a 1 year, 6 month, whatever it is, like accomplishment.
No.
Milk jewelry.
So would you?
I mean, I didn't, but I'm not sure if I knew about it then, but, like, I don't, as hard as I worked for the nursing and as proud I am, like, of mentally getting through that, I don't know. I don't, and people say to me all the time, I mean, you just did too, about, like, tattoo and whatever. Like, I don't see it as this like badge of honor. It was just something that was important to me. And so I did, and I did it for my kids. And so I don't like, I don't know. I don't think I need that, I guess.
All right, I'm going to talk out of both sides of my mouth here.
Okay.
Because after you said that, I was like, okay, I get more why somebody would want to do that. Because it is hard, and it is a sacrifice. So, I could see celebrating a milestone with that.
And I'll maybe totally congratulate someone on that, because I know how hard it is.
But I'm going to celebrate with, like, maybe a bottle of Veuve or something. Like, I don't think I really want, like, a weird...
Or like a regular piece of jewelry.
Yes. So if Kyle wants to go ahead and get me some earrings, you hear that, honey? You're more than welcome to. But no.
Okay.
No, not with my own milk.
All right. So body products.
Okay.
Soaps, chapsticks, lotions.
And so you like make it.
You can make it at home.
Okay.
You can send it away to someone and they will make it for you. So like, think about, okay, before you answer, think about what you just said. You're totally into putting the breast milk on Claire for eczema and things like that. What if somebody made a soap out of it and you could use that soap and then also on yourself?
I would.
Okay.
I would. I'm not. Wow.
Chapstick?
Chapstick, no.
For her? No. Okay.
Soap, I'm cool with. I don't know.
Or like a lotion.
That's a weird line to draw.
Yeah.
It is. I recognize
you're saying that now. But you're essentially doing that.
Yeah.
Okay. What about like a lotion?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
Look at you.
What is it with me and like the lip stuff though?
No, because
what is my mental block?
Well, I could understand why it's weird for you to put it on you, but for her, it's not like she's not getting it in her mouth already.
All right, but to be fair, like, what if I'm done nursing and I'm like, Claire, for the last 5 years, I've been using my breast milk chapstick on you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That sounds good to me.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I would have done all these things had I known about them. Okay. And if I would have had milk left over, I would have done all these things.
Okay, you can have some of my milk and you can make chapstick for the twins.
Perfect. So, all right, this one... I'm conflicted about this one myself.
Okay, I'm ready.
Milk baby booties. Commemorative milk baby booties.
I've never heard of this.
Not ones you wear. They milk look like booties. they're okay. So you know how they, with the jewelry, they mix it with something to make it hard, so it doesn't get gross. It's a hard piece of jewelry. So they, the same way like you would, you know, they like dip the baby shoes, that type of thing. They make a commemorative baby booty that looks like it's knit, but it's cream colored and it's made out of your milk.
Where did you find this?
Where do I find anything? On the internet.
Oh, the great wide web. So here's my thing.
Would you hang them on your holiday tree? So put them on a shelf.
I have a pair of ceramic baby booties that are like Claire. They're ceramics. She never wore them. And it's like Claire's first Christmas. I don't think I would do anything further than that, because sometimes I find baby shoes in other scenarios to be a little creepy. Like
what's another scenario?
So I know people, and this is not a judgment, like some people like to hang them from the rearview mirror, or...
People hang baby shoes from the rearview
mirror? Yeah, you've never seen that?
I've never seen that.
I've seen that a lot. I've seen that and like... I've seen baby shoes in different scenarios, but it's kind of, to me, like seeing a doll in like an abandoned
hallway. Like a creepy doll.
Yes. I find it to be a little scary.
Huh.
I recognize this is a total weird personality thing.
No. But imagine this. Like, you have these breast milk baby booties like sitting on a shelf, say, or like hanging on your tree, and people come over and they go like, oh, these are adorable. And while they're touching them, you go, those are made out of my milk. It'd still be so fun.
You would do it to creep people out. That's what I'm saying.
And my eyes would pop out of my head and say it in the creepiest way I could.
So I'm going to go with no on that one for me.
And I was saying I was conflicted by this one too, because this one seems like a waste of milk. But maybe like if you were like done with it, or like it was allergy milk and you couldn't do anything with it or something like that. But it's just, it seems like a waste of milk.
Yeah, I'm not about that.
Because then it's like, this is my milk, and then these are my kids' baby shoes, but they're not my kids' baby shoes at all.
They're just like random baby shoes.
They're not even based on anything. They're just fake.
Okay, I think this is a hard pass. But I don't think this is like a common thing. Like, I don't many. If you listener,
it's go
if you've
viral
done this
right now, it's going viral.
If you do this and you were listening to this right now, please send us a note because I'm curious. I would. If there is like a great emotional rationale,
judge you.
I'm not judging. But I've told you my weird personality, like quirk that baby shoes in like non-baby shoe scenario creeps me out, like a horror movie.
Also, tell me if you're going to do this just for the reason of creeping someone out over the holidays, or like next time you have a visitor, because that would be like literally the only reason I would do it.
I love it. I kind of want you to do it now. All right, what's next?
Okay. Lollipops.
No.
Okay.
Sorry. Immediate reaction. No.
So there are two scenarios of this, okay? There is a company. Well, there's multiple companies, but there are, like, you can DIY make some breast milk lollipops for your kids to have.
Are they white?
Yeah.
Do they taste like breast milk?
Yeah.
But, like, how old are the kids that are having? Because you can't give kids
24.
Here's your graduation gift from college.
I kept it all this time. Okay, so you can like make some at home.
Okay.
For like, I don't know, when you're...
The purpose, I guess?
Because it tastes good. Because breast milk's inherently sweet.
Yeah, but so are lollipops, just like regular grape lollipops.
But these ones are sugar-free. Okay, so you can make them at home.
I'm shaking my head for those of you that
can't
see me.
send your milk away to get them made.
Okay.
All right, this is the weirdest one. You can get breast milk lollipops that are not made of any kind of breast milk, but just taste like breast milk.
Artificial breast milk flavor.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Also, breast milk tastes different depending on what the mom ate and who the mom is.
Yes.
So whose milk does it taste like?
I don't know.
I don't like this at all.
I have this, I must make this joke. I just want to say, like, it makes me think of, like, a Wayne's World thing, and I just want to turn it into, like, the milk of some young girl.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. You know what line I'm thinking of.
I do. But this is a hard pass for me.
Okay.
Hard pass.
And, you know, it was one thing to, like, maybe make it at home or something. And, again, didn't have the extra milk, didn't know about this then. And so I guess I don't know. Like, maybe I would think about doing that. But, like, I do not understand. And these lollipops are marketed for kids. This is, like, I found one specific company that does this, and they do lots of different flavors of lollipops. But they specifically have a breast milk-flavored lollipop, which, of course, is made out of garbage.
All right, you have to get it, and you have to tell
us. I don't want it.
All right.
It doesn't...
All right. Now, if you've tried a breast milk-flavored lollipop, please let us know what it tastes
Real
like.
Real or artificial?
Either.
Okay, fair.
All right, that was fun.
Okay.
Is that the last one?
No.
Oh, my God.
There's one more. There's one more. Okay. And this is a... Like, you can't even say that people won't do this. This is a growing trend.
Okay.
In the sports industry.
Whoa.
People are grown men...
No.
Are buying breast milk as an energy drink.
No, that's not a real thing.
As a high energy protein drink.
Like,
because it is good for you in every way, the same way it's good for your baby. It's so much protein, so many good things in it. And, okay, I'm going to tell you more because you look so horrified. I'm going to make
horrified.
It
horrified.
Okay, so also there are sites that are the equivalent of like Tinder for breast milk. And there's women and they'll post like they're selling their milk and they'll post like grass-fed eating, you know, organic mom.
Wait, I'm sorry, grass-fed? Like the mom?
No, not the mom.
The mom only eats grass.
No. What, Allison? She's vegetarian.
All right, but vegetarian it's and eating like, grass are very different.
These women, some with a picture, some with not.
Okay.
And they'll, like, tell you, like,
why
how great... How great... I don't know. Maybe that matters to you.
Oh, my gosh.
How great they are, like, what's in their milk. Like, and it'll say, like, and I also take DHA, or I also take a vitamin C supplement, or I'm still nursing, so, like... you know, not just, I'm not just producing milk for this, but I'm also still nursing, like whatever. Wait, it is.
So is the expectation that it's other moms wanting milk?
No. Well, yeah, I guess you could.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like if I couldn't produce, I could go on this like Tinder for breast milk.
Yes. But I want to talk about that because I don't really recommend that. But yeah, athletes are going to these sites, and there's one actually that's very popular, but athletes are going to these sites and they're purchasing breast milk and they're drinking breast milk.
I shouldn't be as horrified as I am, because in truth, like it like we said, it is this amazing
thing. It's a mental
thing
because it's an adult chugging breast milk.
Yeah.
It's a mental thing.
I mean, to be fair, is that any weirder than drinking cow's milk? But
look at you.
I know. Well, no, and I'm not saying I'm on board with this. Do not go there with that. I'm definitely weirded out.
What if Kyle is like, I have a big hockey game next weekend.
No.
Can I get a swig?
First of all, he would never. But also, you think about it, it's commoditizing, if that's the right word, breast milk. And so it could be that, you know, a mother's choosing to sell it to make ends meet rather than giving it to her child. Like, there's all these kind of like moral issues behind it.
There's lots of things around
it. I won't get into those, but I don't know if I like it. That's a no for me. I wouldn't do it.
I guess I don't care. I guess I'm like, if you want it, go ahead.
No, that's a me.
If you want it, it's available. Go ahead.
I'm like,
I know she feels violated, I think.
Guarding myself.
So on this topic of, so those are my weird things, okay? Most of them you won't do, but some I'm surprised that you kind of leaned into a little bit, so.
All about the soap. I'm kind of, I might look into it.
Guys, I'd be interested to see what you guys have done or what you would be willing to do. So let us know on the show notes or reach out to us. Show notes are at crunchycocktailhour.com. So giving and getting breast milk. So we talked about at the top of the show that some women choose not to breastfeed. Some women have a hard time producing milk. There's a slew of reasons in between too, why, and some women too will, produce just enough. Some women will do half and half with formula, whatever your situation is. I kind of just want to put it out there about, what you can do about giving and getting breast milk. If you've got a plethora and extra breast milk, if you're an overproducer, there is places you can give that milk to. If you underproduce and it's really important for you to give breast milk or get breast milk and give it to your baby, there's opportunities for that. So nonprofit milk banks. And I'll definitely put a link on the show notes to a list of all the nonprofit milk banks in the U.S. But basically, if you have excess milk, you can donate to these banks. And they go through a very, very detailed screening process. They screen your milk for a million different things. They package it appropriately so it doesn't get contaminated.
Oh, that's amazing.
You know, they have a full medical history of you. Like, they go through the rigor so that when you get from these milk banks, like, you know exactly what you're getting and you can trust what you're getting. You can look into that link if you're interested in donating. If you are someone who's interested in getting milk, I will tell you this. There are not enough people to donate. Like, that's just the reality of it. And so there will be a priority list of people who will get the milk first. So preemies in hospitals or babies who are hospitalized, those kind of folks will get milk first if a hospital is trying to kind of get milk for those babies, for those moms that have requested it. But you can get on the list. So you should reach out to as many as you want. It doesn't have to be in your state. They can ship it to you, all of that. So if it's something that's important to you, reach out to as many of those milk banks as you want. You can also, if you are at the hospital, you can see if the hospital has any, what they call, quote unquote, compassionate milk on hand. And so that milk is donated either like and left over from either one of those nonprofit banks or a mom has donated it while she's been there. And you could possibly get some of that compassionate milk while you're there if you're just starting to pump or having a hard time with nursing or whatever it may be. They may have that on hand. So ask if there is some, ask if you can have it. And you know, again, see if you can get on the list. You will have to buy the milk. It's not, if you go to one of these nonprofit banks, will have to buy the milk and it's expensive. It will, quite honestly cost you anywhere between like $100 and $200 a day, for kind of the amount of ounces you need to feed a single baby if you're completely, subsisting on donated milk from one of these banks. And I guess it's, well, it's donated by someone else, but purchased by you.
Yeah.
And again, it's difficult to get on those lists because not enough people donate. So I urge you to donate it if you have it. I hear moms complain about like overproduction. There is somewhere for you to give that milk to if someone who really wants it and needs it. But it's not impossible to get on those lists. So definitely reach out, even if you get a little bit, and you want to use it for your medicinal purposes, or you want to feed your baby with it. It's not impossible to get on that list. The other way you can do it is there's lots of Facebook groups.
Mm-hmm. That's and, what I've seen a lot of people reaching out in that way.
What I would do is I would look for, like, around me, a lot of the, what are they called? Like local birth center will have like Facebook groups of moms, and moms in there I see will donate milk all the time. It's one of those things, like, I guess it's like a take at your own risk, but
because it's a personal donation, right?
It
There's
is.
No
it's a,
screening at all.
None. It's a personal donation, but I've seen moms pass milk back and forth like that all the time. And I know that there's a mental shift there too.
On both sides, right? Because you worry about the liability of being the mom donating in a personal way and being the mom that's accepting milk
that
hasn't been screened.
Absolutely. But that's another option, and it's usually a free option.
Mm-hmm.
If you're comfortable with that. The only thing I would urge you to there with the outside of the nonprofit milk banks, there are for-profit milk banks. The reason you can more readily get milk from those places. And again, there's those sites that are just like almost like the Tinder, the Craigslist of milk or whatever. I would tell you to use those types of sites last, and I guess use the for-profit second. But the reason I urge you to stay away from nonprofit if you don't have to go there is because their screening process is not as...
Stay away from for-profit.
Yes. So I would say, like, always go to nonprofit first because their screening process is so, so detailed. For-profit would be second on my list. Again, they do have a screening process, but it will not be as detailed. So there's a little bit of risk there, I guess. And I don't know exactly what the differences are, but there are differences because they're looking at it as a money making venture. They want to get the milk out and they want as many donations as they can. So they don't do as many things. Somewhere in between that, I would say look for those birth center Facebook groups if you're comfortable with that.
But even just regular mommy groups, I think a lot of people will put details out there about milk either that they have as excess or you can put out looking for.
Yep. And then last, I would say, are these kind of like Craigslist of milk things, because you're just taking a stranger at their word, and this is someone looking to make some money.
You're competing with athletes apparently for the milk.
It's not that I don't think that you can trust people, and I'm sure a lot of the moms on there truly are just trying to sell their extra milk, but you just don't truly know that what somebody's written is real, kind of like a dating site. Like any dating site. So,
you mean everybody on dating sites is not 6'4"?
No, they always tell the truth.
I've heard that.
Allison. Mm-hmm. So, if you've got milk, donate. If you would like some and you don't have it available to you, there are options. Again, you have to really want to work for that. You got to make a lot of calls. You got to try to get on lists, but it's out there. It's available. It's not kind of a lost hope if it's something really important to you. Before we conclude, I think I just want to say a couple things. And Allison, feel free to chime in here. I think we said this kind of at the top of the episode, but I think if you're lucky enough to make milk for your baby to eat and you have some left over, make the most of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, think about how, at least from my perspective, I know you don't use it for all the things, but you use it for some of the things. Like, make the most of it and see if there's anything a little bit more natural and healing that you can do with that milk.
I mean, it's just an option available to you as a holistic medicine, right?
Yep.
So it's, you know, everything from the eyes, ears, and nose, which obviously I've not felt as comfortable with, but it made a difference in Claire's eczema. And so if you're dealing with that, if you're dealing with eczema, which I feel like a lot of people do with their babies, give it a go if you've got it.
And even if you make a tiny bit of milk, and so that tiny bit of milk is not enough for you to feed your baby, pump what you can and then store it for those types of uses if you're interested in that. And I think the other big thing, and there are so many schools of thought on this, but I just kind of feel like, you know, Allison and I happen to both be breastfeeding moms. It happened to be something that was important for us. I recognize that it's not important to some people, and some people just can't get there for lots of different reasons. So, you know, if you don't make enough milk to feed your baby, or you choose not to feed your baby in that way, you know, just don't beat yourself up about that.
Yeah. You know, feeding your baby is what is important.
Feeding your baby is what's important. You're doing your best. That's the best you can do. Everyone is in a different circumstance, and we just have to acknowledge that. And I think be kind to one another as moms, and, and know that we all have our different situations, our own struggles, and that drives some of our decisions about things that we do, such as breastfeeding.
You can't judge people based off of your own circumstance, right? So we were able to, but that doesn't mean that every mom will be able to.
Totally. So as we mentioned, you can find show notes, some of the links that we talk through on crunchycocktailhour.com.
And then if you like what you hear, please go ahead and hit subscribe, you know, and leave a review.
Yes, please. It would mean so much. It would mean so much.
But you can also find us out on Instagram and Facebook and Pinterest and all of those social media sites at Crunchy Cocktail Hour. And then we also have our individual blog. So you can find Larissa at Larissa Explains It All.
One S.
And I am at silverlinedandwine.com, where I post all of the cocktail recipes at the top of the hour.
Yep, absolutely. See you next week, guys.
Thanks, everyone.